Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. We are coming to you live from the places we live. Well, actually, Jake's not where he lives, so total lie to start. I don't even have him on the screen yet. There, he's on the screen. It's Talking Yanks pregame show. I am coming to you from my house, and Jake is at a Starbucks in Oklahoma.
I am at the Starbucks in Bricktown, OKC, baby, right near the Dodgers AAA stadium, actually. So, yeah, Jakey Starbucks at it again.
Wow, do you think that Dustin May frequented the Starbucks?
Oh, absolutely. It's eerily close. I can see Johnny Bench Plaza from here.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's big time. I never even been to Johnny Bench Plaza. So.
Oh, you gotta go. You gotta go.
You gotta go. It's a must. It's a must. Jake, the Yankees.
Pretty funny line.
the Yankees lost the first two games in Oakland. We all said it was going to be a difficult series and House of Horrors. The sad part is that it's come true. Do you need this win tonight?
It would be really nice, and I think there's some positive spins there, but it's I don't know. It already does feel like we've hit the bottom a little bit. Like this whole series, man. I mean, last night's game was maybe one of the most frustrated I've been at a Yankees game, and it was tough because I knew I shouldn't be, because like we almost should expect this in Oakland. But at the same time, you're just like, where's the ball in the gap? Where's like the ball that finds the hole? Where's anything? Where's their line drive that goes into someone's glove? And it just feels like it never happens. It feels like DJ LeMay is playing pepper with the outfielders. I don't know. It's just kind of this bizarre series. Jim, the biggest spin zone, and I don't know if we want to jump there yet or if we want to talk about how miserable it's been. Man, Masahiro Tanaka, two good starts going into this one. He could win over a lot of the negative people that can't be won over on Twitter with a good start today.
That's true. And I'm expecting a good start out of Tanaka. I always am, though. So I guess that doesn't matter for much. The Yankees lineup is as follows. We got DJ LeMahieu's leading off, playing third base tonight. Aaron Judge playing right field, batting second. Then we got the five Gs, Gregorius at short, Gio DHing, Gary catching, Guardy in center, welcome back, Glaber at second base, Tauchman gets the start in left field, Ford at first base, who had a good game yesterday, Cameron Maben, Romine, and Wade on the bench. You think Wade gets a start this entire West Coast trip?
No. He'll get some more run because we are going to be doing some NL baseball next series, but no, not a start.
Yeah, right? Can't. Do you think if it was Tyro instead of Wade, they would start Tyro one game of these nine?
Probably not, because you had the off day before Oakland, and then like I mentioned, I mean, we're going to lose the DH the next three games, so no.
Nice. I'm excited to see Gardner back in the lineup. He had an ingrown toenail. He missed the first two games, and I still think of him as this spark plug, like this like energizer, and maybe if Guardy comes out and sets the tone early in his first at bat or makes a catch or something to get him fired up. Looks like I may have lost Jake for a second. There he's back. Okay, so I actually, like, when I read the lineup, I saw Gardner and I was like, okay, good. Maybe that'll be a difference maker. The A's lineup: Marcus Semien, Grossman, Chapman, Olson, Kana, Piscotty, Davis, Joseph, Fegley, Rourke. Hap got Chris Davis going yesterday with his bad pitching, so that was exciting. Good job, Hap. Rourke they traded for from the Reds, right?
He was one of the guys we were confident was going to get traded at the deadline and properly did. I don't know. He's an arm. He's kind of a gamer type. Isn't he your body double?
No, don't be mean. But He's had two good starts in a row, and his last good start was against the Houston Astros. So, I don't know. I'm expecting for the bats to be somewhat quelled again. Like, not dominated, but I don't think the Yanks are putting up. I wouldn't be shocked if the Yankees don't put up more than 6 runs, which for a while felt like they were automatic.
Yeah, it's felt all year like we could stumble into a big 3-run homer or rally super easily, and it feels like the opposite of that right now.
Yeah. Yep.
Do you think any differently about the A's team, or do you just chalk this up to being a house of horrors?
No, I said from the jump, they're a good team. Like, I was trying to tell people to be worried about this series. Like, the A's are good, and they're going to play
well. Oh, yeah, I knew that. I don't know. Have any players, like, do you think they're better or anything like that?
No. Okay. No, I think they're a good team, and they've been good. I mean, Liam Hendrickson, well, that was pretty surprising.
I guess that does jump out, because I watched him a couple times and I was like, man, that's a good fastball slider. And then you saw it for 5 batters and you're like, oh my God.
Well, shit. When Judge didn't hit that fastball, he was fucked. Now you have to protect the 100 mile per hour fastball. You can't, like, sit slider, because then he blows 100 by you, and his slider was working perfectly. Judge had 2 fastballs in a row to handle and didn't, and then that slide, like, there was no way. No way.
It's the hitter's nightmare. You know that slider is coming, but you can't sit for it. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, you're very right asshole way. You knew what was coming after he fouled back that 100 mile per hour one straight back.
Yeah. Tanner Roark. Not a lot of guys have faced Tanner. Is it Roark or Roark? I have no idea how to say it.
I think Roark.
No one's got. Oh, Gleyber Torres, 1-for-2. Nice. Didi Gregorius, 2-for-6 with 2 home runs. How about that?
We like that a lot.
Yeah, get it, Didi. Tanaka versus this A's team. No one has hit a home run off him, so that's scary. Chris Davis is 1-for-12 with a single and 7 strikeouts. Holy shit, that's good job, Tank. And Mark Canha is the only player. Oh, Mark Canha and Matt Chapman are the only two to have multiple hits off of them. So we've got pretty good numbers and very limited plate appearances.
I can almost guarantee double-digit home runs from Chris Davis in the month of September. Like, that totally woke him up. Like, you could just tell by Bob Melvin's reaction. If you know Chris Davis, he's about to have a huge month. Hopefully not today.
Such bad pitching by Hap there.
I mean, it's no joke. I know we're going to talk about it on the episode, but, I mean, the mistakes are just such huge mistakes.
Yeah. It was really bad. It was really bad. All right, Jake. We did our what to watch for us?
Yeah, I'm going John Boy Bull. Guardy returns. He can be a superhero. Tanaka, he can be the stopper. It would be his third straight good start. It would be against, again, one of these playoff teams that he has been good against. And like I said, I mean, this is a statement I don't think I've said all year. Like, Tanaka could shut up, like, bad Twitter people. And that's tough to do.
I love Tanaka. Let's fucking go. Just give us a good outing, Tanaka.
Hey, Tanaka, just give us the good outing, please.
Oh, Eli hands it off. Oh, it was a play action. Eli going throwing to his right. Hits number 85 for a 6-yard completion.
Wow, how about that?
You guys didn't know you were going to get some football, huh?
Pitching. Oh, that was football?
Oh, why don't you shut up? No, it was Book of Eli. What's the bullpen path, pitching path to victory?
Did we fry anyone out yesterday? Did anyone throw, like, 25-plus bullets?
I don't think so. It was just, Chad Green. We fried Chad Green out. He threw 35 pitches.
Right. He went over the third inning. Chad is out.
Chad is out. Ottavino threw 9 pitches. So, hopefully, we are in a position to use the four horsemen. That would be fantastic.
That'd be a real treat, huh?
Yeah. Jeez, please. Britain needs to pitch.
It's been like a hopeless couple games. It's kind of sucked.
Britain hasn't thrown a pitch in four games, so now you got to be weary when he comes in. Damn it.
Yeah, like bringing Zach Britton into a one-run game after he hasn't pitched two or more days, I mean, that's almost on the Yankees now.
Sucks, man. Sucks. Whatever, but they should all go. Everyone but Chad can throw today, and that's a good thing. Probably Johnny Lasagna. Oh, definitely Johnny Lasagna also can't throw. Shouldn't be worried about that. Hopefully we have a lead, because otherwise it's the Nestor Sessa show if we don't have a lead. If, like, Tanaka gets fucking jacked up early. But Tanaka needs to go deep, and then you go to the Four Horsemen. Hopefully that happens. Jake, homer draft. We both went 0 for yesterday, which means we're both tied at 1. One homer apiece. Going into the last game. I have the first pick. I'm excited about this. I cannot choose Judge, Gio, Glaber, or Talkman. With my first pick, I am going to choose... You know what? I'm choosing Brett Gardner.
Nice pick, Jim.
Because my second pick is someone you already have taken.
You're taking Guardian Didi.
Yeah, it's Guardian Didi. Yeah, so, yeah. Okay, so...
We've played the homer draft before. Okay. I can't take Gary, Judge, Maben, or Gardner. I think I got to get my G on, right?
You got to take Gio.
I think I'm going Gio and Glaber.
It's a good pick. I like your picks. Yeah.
Glaber's been swinging a little too hard.
I like your picks better than mine, but I already took Gio and Glaber earlier in the series, so I couldn't choose them.
Ain't that it?
Ain't that it. Okay. Over under. I got it correct yesterday. You got it wrong. You've gotten the last three over unders wrong.
What was the final score yesterday?
6-4.
Oh, wow. So half point over.
Yep.
You're bragging about it. Okay.
I got it right and you got it wrong. That's
right.
The only thing.
Right. We were clearing that up for the people.
You're 2-4 in your last six over unders.
What do you think it is today?
Tanaka and Rourke. I think they leave it at 9.5. It's been 9.5 the first two games. They hit an under, then they hit an over. I think they're just going to leave it at 9.5. I wouldn't be shocked if they went to 10, but I think they're going to leave it at 9.5.
I think entertainment purposes and taking a chance, maybe they even drop it to 9, Jomer.
I don't know.
Let's see. 9.5. They kept it there.
Yeah. I'm going under. Very rare under move by me.
I like the under tonight. I'm going over just to mess up my own juju.
You are a juju messer upper. All right, you gonna enjoy the rest of your time in Oklahoma?
I think so. We're about to start the drive. So we're driving like two hours, so I should get there right before first pitch. So
nice. Someone asked if you have that where was it? Someone asked about your shirt. You're wearing a collared shirt because you went outside today.
Found my shirt. Yeah, I was traveling. I don't know.
Nice. Nice. So where are you driving to? Because we got to record late night after the game.
Lake Eufaula.
Lake Eufaula?
Lake Eufaula.
Lake Eufaula.
Lake Eufaula.
John Boy and Jake, what would you sign up for right now? 3-6 road trip? No, let's go 5-4.
Yeah, everyone's that's freaking out has forgotten. Like, the Mariners are super bad. Like, that should be 2 or 3 pretty much locked in. So basically, it's how do you think these four games can go with the A's and Dodgers? So I mean, if we can split the next four games, which would be winning the Dodgers series and winning tonight, I get that. But yeah, I think it like will be a winning road trip basically.
I asked for 5-4 from the jump. I think West Coast trips suck. It's not indicative of our playoff results at all. Like, don't care. I'm not going to lose my mind over these games. I promise you.
Please don't. That would be brutal, man.
Oh, no. First down Bengals.
We have to continue doing these, but you were just a whack job.
Lost my mind.
Lost his mind?
Crossed my mind that I lost my mind. Think that I'll check back in sometime.
Okay.
So then win the Dodgers series facing Ryu and Kershaw? Yeah, I'm not scared of good pitchers.
Yeah, it's a series at a time.
Like, we're the fucking best record in baseball, and Yankee fans think we're bad. I know Ryu and Kershaw are very good pitchers. Would it be a shock if the Yankees, have they lost games? Have the Dodgers lost games that those pitchers have started before? It's got to be a yes. Are the Yankees the best record in the MLB? Yes. Can we stop acting like everything's scary?
You ever been scared?
I get scared from time to time, but like the pitching came out there. It was, oh, we're going to fucking lose to the Dodgers. Who cares? If we lose, we'll move on to the playoffs. If we win, then we won, and that's not that unlikely. Sick of Yankee fans having zero faith in the Yankees.
Yeah, it's
first place fucking team.
Yeah, by a lot. Picture talking Red Sox right now.
Dude, talking Red Sox, they're talking Patriots now. That's what they're doing.
Boom, roasted. You just gave a Giants highlight.
Yeah, they're up 3-0.
Roll Giants, baby.
I'm actually flipping it to the Little League World Series soon. Go them.
Good.
All right. Playoffs are scary with our rotation? I don't think so. I honestly don't think so. Like, if we get good Tanaka,
totally different.
It's all random. If Tanaka, Paxton, Herman, and Seve combine, like...
Dellen,
and then the four horsemen, I mean... I'm sick of Yankee fans acting like our first place team in the league is incompetent against good teams and good pitching.
I'm with you, sister.
All right. Well, that ends the pregame show. See you guys. Jake, say your last words.
Lakey Fala.
Damn.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.